Harper Audio presents Meet the Frugalwoods, Achieving Financial Independence Through Simple Living by Elizabeth Willard Thames, performed by Anne-Marie Gideon. Introduction. As I write this, I'm sitting on the back porch of the rural Vermont homestead I share with my husband and our daughter, gazing out on the 66 acres of forest, fruit trees, gardens, ponds, and streams that we feel incredibly lucky to call our own. Just a few years ago, this seemed like an impossible feat. My husband and I were struggling to conceive a baby and attempting to chart a path out of our frenzied 9-to-5 grind in urban Cambridge, Massachusetts. We wanted to achieve financial independence, quit the cubicle jobs that made us so unhappy, and create a simpler life of purpose in a rural setting. This is the story of how we brought that dream to fruition before our 33rd birthdays. My husband Nate and I are not exceptional people. We're not rich or famous or geniuses or even particularly good-looking, although we have our moments. We're just some average middle-class kids from the Midwest who decided we wanted something more out of life than what our consumer culture sells us. We realized we couldn't buy our way to happiness and that we had to restructure how we lived, what we spent our money on, and how we used our time in order to achieve deep fulfillment and lasting contentment. I've heard people say things along the lines of, anyone can achieve financial independence, and people are poor because they don't work hard enough, and my success stems entirely from my own efforts. And I disagree with all of those sentiments. While it's true that Nate and I are average people, and we've never won the lottery or had investment banker salaries or been the beneficiaries of inheritance,